the 5th of September, 1963, Meade and Lesley, Flint.
Good evening, Les.
Good evening, Dr. Beer.
I don't intend to say a great deal tonight, because we want to see what we can do. But I know you'll understand.
Yes.
So just be patient, if you will.
All right.
And see if we can help our friend. I'll come back later, hoping well.
All right, Dr. Beer.
What happened to my picture, by the way, Rose?
What happened to his picture, he said?
I'm going to put it out.
Oh, thank you.
It's in my album.
Oh, good. I might as well join the Rogues Gallery.
Yes, I'll put it out.
I don't know if he meant that I was a rogue, but...
Me?
What?
Separate them.
Hmm?
Eh?
The sheep from the goats.
Your picture?
My goodness. Where did you get it from?
Hmm?
Where did you get it from?
I got it from the American Tribune offices in London.
You're quite sure you didn't get it from the Rogues Gallery in Scotland Yard?
I refuse to call it the Rogues Gallery. I'm going to have all of my friends.
I don't hope so. I shan't look quite so conspicuous, shall I?
Well, why not?
I think you'd better make one wall for the sheep and one for the goats.
I do nothing of the kind. I don't know. They're all, I don't know the difference between the goat and the sheep.
I think you ought to try and put me in the centre and put the women all round.
What you say?
Put me in the centre and put all the women all round.
Oh, I know, that's what you've done. But you'll have lots of lovely women.
No, I've been facetious.
Eh?
I've never been facetious.
I don't blame you.
Actually, from what I can make out of it, you have very few women friends.
Very few what?
Women friends.
You're a bit soft tonight, I can't...
Oh, I've always been soft. There's nothing...
Yes, all the soft people like me.
If I hadn't been soft, I wouldn't have got into a jam, would I?
No. Shame.
Well, I'm all right now. I'm perfectly happy.
Yes.
Much more settled than last time I spoke to you. As a matter of fact, coming here seems to have done me a bit of good. I'm very grateful to him.
What's that? I couldn't hear that.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You hear it better on the recording?
Yes, all right. I think he's finding it as difficult tonight. I'm so glad to hear he's much better now, isn't
he? Yes, he certainly seems happy.
Yes.
Seemed lighter.
Yes.
Yes. Lighter. Lighter yes. In the head.
Light in the head. Lighter altogether.
I think it's extraordinary. I don't feel as if I'm dead at all.
No? What
makes mind you, I'm not quite sure how one's supposed to feel when one's dead, but...
Well, I don't think
I feel very much alive.
Ah, much more alive when you're dead than when you're here. We're absolutely imprisoned in our bodies here.
Well, hmm? I didn't intend to go to prison.
Well, I don't know if you haven't done that. Oh, no, I shouldn't say that. Anyway, well,
there's no doubt about it. I've realized more than ever now I was just a scapegoat.
Yes.
I've been delving into a few things, and I found out a few things, too.
Yes.
I realized that I was... Well, I had to take the can, you know.
Yes.
The strange thing is that I don't pretend to be all that innocent, but I was certainly nothing like what they tried to make out.
Oh. I don't know.
I don't want to talk about that.
All the good people suffer in the world.
All good
points. And you had your very good points, you know.
Well, I hope so.
Oh, yes, rather. Look at the kindness you showed to people. Now I'm going to boost you like mad.
Well, for heaven's sake, don't embarrass me.
Oh, I won't see the embarrassment, so it's all right.
Well, that's not very kind.
I have a great admiration for you. For the things that you have done in the world. I've never seen you, I've never met you, but I've read about different things about you.
Mm. Oh, I suppose now I'm dead, all the better things will be mentioned.
Mm.
Gradually, anyway. There are a few people.
How do you feel now?
They come out with a few hundred truths. Oh, I'm feeling pretty fit things. In fact, I'm feeling awfully well.
You are?
I still find it a little difficult to adjust myself to. Well, the whole idea, I mean, I realize I'm dead, as I've already said, I'm very much alive and I'm very happy, really. But
oh, good!
At the same time, I feel a little bit confused when I come back, and
oh,
it's
yes.
As if I'm in, almost like living in two worlds at the same time.
Yes, I think most of my friends have said that when they come down to speak on the earth. But you adjust yourself very, very quickly, I know that. It may be a little bit difficult for you at the moment. And they're always ready to help, you know. They're wonderful. Have you lost the link?
Didn't you know I was the missing link?
Hmm? What did you say, Mark?
I thought you said, didn't you know that I was the missing link?
I bet a good many people will miss you here, anyway.
I think I was the missing link, all right. A link in a chain of circumstantial evidence.
Yes, that's right. And I think you were marvellous the way you held yourself. And
goodness knows, I took all I'd got to do it.
Mm.
But I could see the net tightening and tightening all the time. Mm. I knew it was hopeless to struggle, really. They got it all fixed beautifully. Mm. Why worry about that? Then let's talk about that sordid business.
Well, you just talk about what you feel.
The strange thing is, I hardly know what to talk about. I mean, after all, we haven't really been introduced. None of that really matters.
Right.
I feel as if I've known you for ages, strangely enough.
You feel what?
As if I've known you for ages.
Oh, I know, isn't it a fun thing how you...
What are you going to say?
You say, I'd rather listen to you, and then I might chip in.
Strange businesses, isn't it?
Hmm?
Strange businesses.
Oh,
yeah. It is a strange business, this.
Yes, it is. I think I'd better keep on talking. Talking helps you, doesn't it? If I speak, it helps you. I think they're allowing you to have your sway at the moment, to get used to it.
This is Paddington, isn't it?
Paddington, yes.
Yes.
Have you ever been to Paddington?
Good Lord, yes, who hasn't? My reputation, of course.
What?
With my reputation, obviously.
Well, there are good ones in Paddington, too, you know.
Of course, obviously. You wouldn't be here otherwise, surely. This business of good and bad. What is good
there's
to
no
some
good.
Isn't necessarily good to another, and what is bad to one isn't
that's quite
bad
right.
To another.
That's quite right.
How you see things. And we can't all be the same. Good heavens, it would be dull if we were.
Of course.
Besides, I don't know really, when you come to analyze it, what I'm supposed to have done.
No.
I couldn't quite get this.
I don't know why they got hold of you.
Oh, it's pretty obvious. Somebody had to take the can. Somebody had to be a scapegoat.
But why not?
I know I did some foolish things. Of course I did. But, well, I didn't do any more than millions of others have done.
Thousands and thousands.
I can tell you things that make your hair curl that I know other people have done. People have gone away scot-free at that.
I suppose.
But I wouldn't tell. I wouldn't say.
I know.
If I'd have exerted myself a little bit more and perhaps dragged a few things in, people's names and...
It's a good pity you didn't
know. No, what was the point? It's bad enough one person getting into trouble and going through the mill. Why make others suffer? But I must admit I did expect one or two people to stand by me.
Nobody stood by you, did they?
Not really, no. Yes, well, I don't want to say anything. People that might have helped me, the people, as a matter of fact, I did a great deal for.
Yes.
They didn't say a damn word in my defense. In fact, some of them told deliberate lies, only for damn publicity and thinking of getting money out of it.
Oh.
Anyway.
You know, things will come out by degrees. Things are bound to come out. You gradually come out, you'll see. I hope it does.
You know, the extraordinary thing is that when I look back on myself, and I'm not sort of whitewashing myself, really I was quite an ordinary person, really. All this publicity and all the nonsense has been talked. Anyone think that I was a sort of bluebeard or something? Actually, I know lots of people who really, if the truth were known, have really shocked the world.
Yes. And it's been hidden because they are high up in society.
Oh, yes, they got away with it.
And got away with it.
You can't knock the establishment, you know.
That's right.
Somebody had to pay the price.
Never mind.
You know, between religion and politics, I didn't stand a chance.
No. That's quite true. But I can't understand why they should have picked on you.
Oh, well, it's pretty obvious. I was friendly with the perfumer. I was
yes.
Friendly with one or two people who'd visited my place and who'd met girls there, and sometimes when I was out, they made use of the place, and therefore they tried to accuse me of running a brothel. It's all such nonsense.
I know one or two friends of yours have written about different things and said it was absolute nonsense, because they used to keep your front door always open, and the advisors used to shut it.
That's that damn two-way mirror. I wish I hadn't thought of it first. Might as well be hung for a sheep as a lamb. Seriously, I'm joking. But really, things they came out with. Actually, I saw the funny side of it, in a sense, in spite of the fact that it was going against me. In the beginning, I'm afraid, I did rather treat the whole thing not as a joke, I don't mean that, but I couldn't help but see the funny side of it. And I suppose, in a sense, in the early stages, I rather sort of, rather like the publicity. I suppose it was damn silly of me, but gradually I realised that this was something very serious, and I was sort of being tied up in knots. You know, I didn't stand an earthly from the very time, the very beginning, you know.
Yes. Did they come and visit you, all your friends, while all this was going on, or do they keep their distance?
Hold on, why? You mean, do they come to the prison? Is that what you mean?
Hmm? Yes.
I wasn't in prison. I couldn't see, really, how they could pick on me to that extent. I knew I'd been a bit foolish, but... but nothing, I didn't think it was anything criminal in what I was supposed to have done. I certainly didn't do any more than thousands of other people do behind locked doors. But in the privacy of their own homes, damn it.
Yes. Never mind, don't upset yourself about it.
Next time, if I were ever to come back, I'll take the veil.
Would you like to come back again?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, once is enough as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
At least I shouldn't want to have another experience.
No.
I had my good moments anyway. I suppose one has to all pay the price. You can't get away scot-free in life, can you?
No.
Somebody will always come along and spoil it, you know. Nothing lasts forever.
That is quite true. Well, you will...
Do you notice this? So damn stupid. The thing I miss most is the damn good coffee.
After the seance is over, you know what I'll do next time?
What?
I'll bring some coffee in a flask in here. Shall I?
Oh, how can I drink there?
Well, can you get any satisfaction if the medium drinks it?
I don't know. We could try, couldn't I? I suppose I might.
Yes, try.
I really don't know enough about this business yet.
No.
But from what I can see of it, some of these people who come here seem to have got so used to coming through, it's quite simple for them.
Yes.
But I swear I'll get more used to it anyway.
Oh, you will.
I haven't forgotten.
What?
About the photograph.
Photograph? No, you haven't. You've got to sign it for me when you're
back. Yes, I was just saying, I haven't forgotten.
I hope you would be
goodness
able to.
Goodness knows how I'm supposed to do it. I have to learn more about this business so I can do anything like that. But I hope to be able to come fairly often.
Yes.
Anyway, it's very nice of you to welcome me and take such interest.
Oh,
but
I
don't know anyone else I could possibly go to.
No.
Why are you taking such interest in me?
What?
Why are you taking such interest in me?
Because it seemed to me that almost the whole of England was against you.
Oh, I don't think so. Funny thing is, I didn't really think that even when I was on your side.
And people that should have come to your...
There's a certain section people against me.
Yes.
But even the press, in a strange way, weren't against me.
Yes. Oh, the press were against you, because I suppose they had to be, because...
Well, I don't think they were actually against me as a person. No, I don't really think that at all. They had a job to do, and they couldn't help it, and it was all damn good stuff, or, you know, front page stuff. Somebody had someone had to take the can back. It was me.
Yes, and you have to.
I don't mind. Let's forget it.
I think you're very lucky.
Well,
I wouldn't mind being in your place over there.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, lovely.
Well, I expect you will come here eventually.
Of course. And I'm longing to get there.
Oh.
I'd I've had my life. Your life has just begun. You're quite young, aren't you?
What was that? My candle burns at both ends, it will not last the night.
Yes.
But oh, my foes and ah, my friends, it gives a lovely light. Do you know that?
Yes, I do.
I don't know if I quoted it correctly, but...
Let us hear some more.
Oh, goodness me, I'm not in a poetic state tonight. I'm in a chaotic one, I'm in a poetic.
Chaotic still?
Well, in a kind of way, trying to sort of get through and speak, you know.
Yes.
But I wouldn't say that I'm exactly okay with all this, you know. You must be patient, you know.
Yes.
You're like all women, you're
over
anxious, aren't you?
What's that?
Like most of the women, terribly over anxious.
Yes. What is it?
He says, you're like most of the women, you're terribly over-anxious.
No, I am anxious because I want you to be happier over
well,
there.
Oh, right. I'm very happier, really. I'm happy finding out things.
Yes.
I want to do a bit of delving, not only on this side now where I am, but on your side, too.
Yes.
Out of
yes.
curiosity, I want to find out a few things that puzzled me at the time and still do.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, you should probably know, I don't bear any malice, something like that, but I am curious, and
yes.
I want to find out, if I can, what some of these blighters have been up to.
Yes. You think you'll be able to?
Well,
oh, you will.
Upwards and down, there are no doors shut to me now, and no drawers either, and I can look in the damn files if I want to.
Yes, do that. Do that, sir.
In fact, I'm going to have a jolly good scoot round.
Dr. Ward, do that, please.
All right, I'll let you know what I get.
Yes.
If anything.
Will you?
Yes. But I expect the artful circumstances betwixt and between at the moment, but that's to be expected. He's sort of very much interested still in the earth.
Yes.
And I think he's got a bee in his bonnet. He wants to find out a few things. Won't do anyone in the
house. Well, I think it'll do him good.
Probably will. Probably settle him more and more.
Yes.
Anyway, we're looking after him, and we'll bring him again on Monday.
Oh, you're a darling doctor. Do look after him.
I will, but don't expect too much in the way of signed photographs yet.
Oh, no.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Nicky.
He's a